The scripture for today is Matthew 5, 1 through 10. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the Son of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
This is the beginning of a long series. If you've got a red letter Bible, this is the start of a whole bunch of red. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. If it were being more accurate, it would be called the Sermons on the Mount. Undoubtedly, the author of the Gospel took a lot of Jesus' writings and kind of put them all together into this one long sermon. This is one of my favorite passages, the Beatitudes. I went to Walmart this week. I go to Walmart every week. For you see, my favorite restaurant is there. It is the McDonald's on Loop 336 and 45 is my favorite restaurant. I go there about 3 days a week and eat lunch. And Maria, who is generally at the cash register, knows me now, and she always says, "You want the Southwest salad?" Yeah. And every time I leave, she has these words for me: "Have a blessed day." That's part of the reason I keep going back, is just to hear Maria say that. That and the Southwest salad is very good. And it is a dollar cheaper than at freestanding McDonald's. And then I went to Hobby Lobby, which is right across the street. And you wonder how I spend my day. I went through the religious plaques just to check them out. And there are three words that so lead every other word in there: bless, blessed, and blessing. Now, the common, I hear this more often than not: "How are you?" And the answer I'm hearing most often is, "I am blessed." Did you know that buffalo, you have a herd of buffalo? But if you are rounding up unicorns, it's called a blessing of unicorns. Google is great, isn't it? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This poor in spirit, in some translations from the Greek, comes out beggar. It comes out, blessed are the beggars. And one writer said, this is because that the blessed poor are no longer slave to the tyranny of things. Well, since we have a lot of things, what that says to us is, do not be owned by your possessions. Blessed are you if you can leave them aside. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. How are mourners comforted? I went to a service this week for a member who was at Cypress Creek when I was there 35 years ago. And there was a big crowd there. What were they doing? Yes, they were loving on the family. Yeah. Vern's family was there, and I hadn't seen them in forever. And yet, it was just a love fest, because they were a part of that family. What else were they doing? They were praising God for Vernon's life. And even more than that, they were blessed by the knowledge that the one whom they had loved was now in God's care. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek, I think, is not a... It's not the most accurate translation of this. Have you seen George Foreman on television now when he's selling his cooker or something else? Remember George back in the days of his boxing career. He was a ferocious boxer, a world champion. But when he was out of the ring, he was wonderful with children. I saw him on TV once, and he was being so gentle with the children that were with him. He was gentle in spirit, yet possessed an amazing strength. I think that's what the scripture writer was pointing to, is that we take our strength and we make it gentle. In the Thy Kingdom Come time, the gentle in spirit will rule, this passage says. No longer the biggest army or the most bluster, but the gentle in spirit. You know that part in the Lord's Prayer where we say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done where? On earth. That's what this passage is talking about. For the meek, the gentle in spirit, will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Do you remember that passage? There's a Pharisee on the corner and he's saying, Thank God I'm not like that wretched sinner. And the sinner, all he can do is beat his breast and say, Have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. Not the self-righteous Pharisee, but the repentant sinner is blessed. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Giving and receiving mercy and forgiveness are two of the greatest gifts that we have been given. Are they not? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Those who have no ulterior motive, those who are not counting up the credits, those who do not have an axe to grind, those who are simply pure in heart, God comes to them. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Personal question. In your own life, do you tend to be more of a bringer of peace to situations, or do you tend to be more of a bringer of conflict? Oh, you don't have to raise your hand. Unless, you know. Think about that. We know those in our lives that we feel better for having been in their presence, don't we? Don't we have people like that in our lives? Do we have other people in our lives, while we have regard for them, we might on occasion walk around the corner to avoid them? Do you have people in your life like that? It's not that you dislike them, you just that they're always seemingly in the middle of conflict. Which do you want to be? Which do you want to be around? Blessed are the peacemakers. And when we think of peacemakers, we think of the grand Geneva Convention sort of peacemakers, the huge making of peace, don't we? But the small, seemingly insignificant day-to-day bringing of peace to a situation that could have gotten out of hand, I believe is what the scripture writer is talking about. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Religious persecution is practiced all over the world right now. A mosque was burned in Victoria yesterday. They aren't sure of the cause, but it had been vandalized repeatedly recently. The Yazidi Christians in the Middle East are persecuted relentlessly. First by the Taliban and then by ISIS. Religious persecution is as old as Cain and Abel. Think about it. Think about that first story. That first story of conflict in the Bible was about what? Your worship isn't good enough. Do better. And instead of taking that message from God to heart, Cain did what? He solved the problem. As the first sinner. Pope Francis has proposed some modern beatitudes. I like this pope. I could almost be Catholic. Pope Francis has proposed some modern beatitudes. See what you think. See what you think. Blessed are those who remain faithful while enduring evils inflicted on them by others and forgive them from their heart. Blessed are those who look into the eyes of the abandoned and marginalized and show them their closeness. Blessed are those who see God in every person and strive to make others discover Him. Blessed are those who protect and care for our common home. Blessed are those who renounce their own comfort in order to help others. Blessed are those who pray and work for full communion between Christians. I was with him until that last one. If the Pope shows up here, is he welcome to the table here? If I show up at St. Peter's for Mass, not so much. And that's not just picking on Catholics. There are religious squabbles between and amongst almost every flavor of Christianity, are there not? Until we can get those sorted out, it would behoove us to have a little humility when pointing out the mote in another's eye. If practiced, the Beatitudes that Jesus pronounced to His followers on the hillside would be a blueprint for world peace and universal harmony. It would. When does it begin? I don't know. How about right here and right now? Amen.